big is this game for you on Saturday?
It's big games. Next game. Next game is always the biggest game. So it's very important. Go out there, get something going on offense, score some points, and win the football game.
But obviously a decision is coming close. I mean, do you feel that at all?
It's part of the process. I've been doing this for 10 years, man. I'm used to it. It's happening the same thing every year. It doesn't change.
Have you been told how you will be used and in what order on Saturday?
You got to ask Coach for that. That's Coach's decision. My job is when he tells me to go in and perform.
Are you surprised the lack of snaps you got last week?
I guess you could say that. But, things fall that way sometimes. Florida game was a little different. They held the ball a lot. They had control of the clock. Different things happened throughout the game. My job is, not to complain, just be a professional about it, and just make sure I take advantage of the opportunities of mine.
But I assume you were hoping to get more.
Oh, most definitely. I'm looking forward to getting more opportunities this week.
What do you think you have to demonstrate when you do get in the game?
Move the ball, get first down, score touchdowns, put points on the board. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple.
Coach, how aware are you guys that you haven't gotten into the end zone yet?
I'm pretty sure we're aware as offense because, that's the ultimate goal. Every drive is to get a touchdown. So the fact that we haven't done that yet, we're aware. We're working hard at it. We're trying to improve on the mistakes that we have made and improve each week to where that we make sure we get in the end zone multiple times, not just once.
In some instances, you're working with the second team, some you're working with the third. How comfortable are you going down
and forth like that? It's more about being comfortable within the system. Having the guys interchanging, it makes you be more disciplined as a quarterback because you got to be real. You got to be more in control of everything. Make sure everybody's on the same page. And it's just really about keeping it simple for the guys that are new and really not trying to overwhelm them and understanding that they are learning. They haven't been here all offseason. Some of them haven't been here for all training camp. So it's just really about coming to an understanding, doing things that they're comfortable with, as well as, putting us in the best position to win the game.
Much you welcome the opportunity to possibly get out there with the first team that opportunity comes up on Saturday.
Oh, I welcome that a lot because, you're just getting out there with those guys. Obviously, it's a starting unit. It's a great they have a great familiarity with the offense. It's a great comfort there. And just being with guys that's been playing this offense for multiple years, it allows you to play a little more, a little freely as a quarterback.
Josh, with all the injuries to in the receivers group, you've had a lot of guys rotate in and out in terms of signings and whatnot. Does that make it more difficult for you as a second-team quarterback?
Like I said earlier, it's a challenge that you accept because of the fact that it makes you take more ownership of the offense. Really got to be a leader, getting guys caught up to speed, seeing, challenging them, see what they know, what they do, don't know. If you got to have meetings on your own, on the side, you do that. You just got to really push the envelope with those guys and get them up to speed as soon as possible. But at the same time, when you get out there in the game, not trying to do it too much with them, just really getting them, allow them to play fast so they can help us put us in the best position to win the game.
You had a number of years. Sorry?
Ladies first.
You've had a number of years in the NFL, different teams, different groups. What would it mean to you to get another season and to be with this team? And what's keeping you at it? What would it mean to?
It means everything. The more I get the opportunity to play this game, my love for football has allowed me to stay this long. It's allowed me to push through the hard times and then be humble and keep continuing to work in the good times. Right now, I'm just trying to really stay in the moment. Obviously, the goal is to be on this team, be this team's backup quarterback. But you got to really live in the moment and control what you can control within this process. You can't really worry about things that you can't control. That's how you let things pass you by,
Is this another preseason game in the sense that I know you guys, same city, you have to, is it just another preseason game?
I wouldn't say that. This is my first time being here on this side. I was actually a part of the Jets team a couple years ago when we played the Giants. And the energy changed even when I was with them, and I had just got there that week. But even here, this is real. This is not like, it's just any other preseason game. We know we're playing the New York Jets, it's the New York Giants, so it's a big thing. We're excited about the opportunity. And for us, we're trying to get our first win.
So did you sense anything from Gino on that? I'm sorry, Bruce.
Huh?
Did you sense anything from Gino on playing the Jets? Has it come up in the room at all?
I know we asked some questions. He's been there, so we're gonna pick his brain. But you can see the excitement level he has as well. I'm pretty sure he has his own thing that he wants to get out there and do with the team that drafted him. He was there for a long time, so I would be shocked if he didn't have any extra additives in him.
So in terms of staying in the moment, what are the things you need to do this week to continue to show these guys that you are the guy?
First and foremost, take control of the huddle, be a leader out there, move us up and down the field, continue to get first downs, put us in position to get points and make sure we capitalize in the green zone. No turnovers, protect the football. That's the most important thing that we preach around here, because without the ball, we can't do anything. So it's just really doing my job to the best of my ability and making sure that the other 10 guys that I'm out there with, we're all on the same page.
Did you hold the ball a little too much that first game?
I would say it was a play or two that I had. Well, actually, really, yeah, two plays. But other things, there were different situations that happened. But it was just the first preseason game, you know, just getting back in the flow of things. It was a learning experience, learn from it, move on.
Thank you.